Gather around, hustle lust, that's if you're still living, and get on down to this big unk rhythm. Here's a cup of juice to help you get through your bit in prison. A cone in the sky to keep your head high. Man, y'all already know what time it is, man. Right back at y'all, man. I told y'all, man, yo, I won't stop, yo. I told y'all, man, from the jump, yo, like what this shit was about, man. This shit is about success, man. This what this shit is about, man. This shit is about success, man. So, man, look here, man. Let's just take a moment of silence, man, for that bullshit. All right, now that we out of that shit, man. Look, I just want to let, for anybody that ain't ever followed Big Unk, don't know what Big Unk about, I just want to give y'all a, you know, we're going to call this the intro. You know, this the intro. This is what you get before you get that motherfucking heat. You know what I'm saying? So this will be, this the intro. So with the intro, man, I just want to let people that don't know me, man, I'm Big Unk. You know, I'm the no shit talking, no excuses, none of that shit, man. I'm telling y'all right now, you hit a rock with Big Unk, man, for the next 30 minutes or however fucking long I feel like talking, man. A matter of fact, however long you feel like listening. But this just something to let y'all know, man, I'm not talking about none of that bullshit that's going on outside your door. If you can hear that shit on TV, Big Unk ain't talking about it right here, man. Big Unk only talking about, man, what matter to me and you, man. What's going to affect us? And this is where you're going to find out what that shit is about here, man. So I just want to thank y'all, man, for coming in, man, and sitting down with Big Unk, man. And now that y'all here, man, I'm about to take y'all on a journey. But to all my followers, man, you know that's been locked in with me, man, I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all for following me. I thank y'all for showing me the support. Y'all able to support me while I, at the same time, man, getting your shit together. Because, yeah, man, that's what Big Unk about, man. Big Unk, man, ain't with that shit, man. Yo, if you want to be successful, man, then be motherfucking successful, man. But know when you ask for success, man, then you asking to fail. Yeah, you asking to fail if you trying to be successful, man. But the question Big Unk want to know, man, is how many motherfucking times you willing to fail? But not at all that shit, man. I'm talking about that one thing, man. How many times are you willing to fail at just doing one thing, man, until you master that shit? That's what Big Unk talk about, man. Big Unk talk about, man, what really matter, man. Because like I always say, man, and if you know the quote, fuck your talents if you ain't shit. So yeah, man, if you here to come to get energized, man, then this is what you here for, man. You here for the truth, man. I ain't talking about no goddamn coronavirus or none of that shit. Because if your ass was nasty before the coronavirus, your ass gonna be nasty with the coronavirus. So I'm trying to tell y'all, man, just know you can be affected without being affected, man. Infected. My wife always tell me, man, to get my goddamn speech together, man. But look, man, this shit just raw. I ain't no motherfucking cue card written up this bitch. I ain't motherfucking writing nothing down. This straight off the dome, man. This rap without a beat, motherfucker. You feel me? This just the real shit. This is real life shit, man, and I ain't holding nothing back, man, because like I tell people, man, regardless of what I say to y'all, man, it's up to your motherfucking ass to get up, man, and do what you need to do to get your life together. Because Big Unk straight, man, trust me, I'm married, I'm in love, man, I smoke good every morning, man, I'm telling you, so look, I ain't complaining, man, I ain't finna complain, I ain't finna motherfucking get up and make no excuses for none of this shit, man, I'm just finna make it happen, people. And that's what you gonna have to do. You gonna have to make this shit happen in your own motherfucking lives, man. Because you know how Big Unk do, man. And for anybody that ain't never followed me, man, I'm about to hit your ass with an analogy, too, that you can catch up with this shit. Because it's like this right here. You know when you was older, or you know when you had that old car, and it would break down, or you know you would get in the car to get ready to go to work in the morning, and the motherfucking battery be dead, and you ain't got no jumper cables, so you got to flag somebody down and stand out there by your car, and shit, somebody say they'll help you jump your car. And then once you jump your car, you'll get in that motherfucker, the radio be on, you turn to your favorite song, you done forgot about the bitch was dead a minute ago, and your AC blowing, and then you get to work, and you in there doing your job, but it's time to go home, and you come back outside, and your car dead again. And then you got to go through that same routine of running back and off, trying to find a bitch with some jumper cables. Man, and look, and that's all I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm your jumper cables. But what you got to realize is, man, you can't keep coming to my goddamn site asking me to jump you off every morning. You got to figure out, man, you need to change your battery sometime. You need to take that bullshit battery you got inside yourself and replace it with something that's going to give you the energy that you need to get throughout your day, man. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, I ain't going to sit here and goddamn just go on and on about a whole bunch of shit, man. But like I tell you, man, my whole stance for what I do and why I do it, man, is because I want to be successful, people. It's just that I got to do what I'm doing right now in order to be successful, man. So you getting this shit for free. Like right now, this shit for free. You ain't paid me to come on my page and do this shit is for free. But I promise you one thing, this shit gonna cost a motherfucking end. You know, because my goal is to be successful, man. And I ain't finna sit around and wait for nobody to make me successful either. Because if you know Big Unk, if you ever fuck with Big Unk on a, any other kind of level, man, then you know, man, I'm about business, man. And I ain't finna complain about shit, man. I ain't finna complain about nothing, man. Because I know what you got to do in order to motherfucker have the kind of life you want to have, man. First of all, man, you got to stop thinking all these negative-ass thoughts about your motherfucking life and start thinking about some happy shit. You know, you got to start thinking about shit that make you happy. You got to start thinking about shit, man, that you can control, man. Because, see, the shit that you can control, shit, you ain't got to be stressed out. But, see, what you'll be doing, man, you'll be stressing about some shit you can't even control. You, man, I'm telling like, you more worried about the coronavirus than goddamn what you can control is just staying healthy. You control whether or not you stay healthy. You the fuck, man, what's a, who the fuck care about the coronavirus? If, man, I work out, I eat good, me and my wife, man, we been had paper towel. We been had toilet paper. We weren't buying toilet paper because we needed to wipe our ass today. We buy toilet paper, man, because when we need to wipe our ass, we need to wipe our ass. See, a lot of y'all motherfuckers been playing behind the eight ball, and now this shit come up on you. You scared and you all feared up, and now you want to get all you can get and go get in the corner and stay up there with your... Man, fuck that. I ain't saying no corner, man. I got shit to do, man. I told y'all, man, I was going to motherfucker do everything. I said, even before this shit was even here. Even before this shit even fucking existed, Big Unk was telling y'all, like, yo, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to write a book, man. And I would put shit up, man, and wouldn't know, I ain't even have a nigga to write my book. Cause my wife tell you, man, I ain't too good at spelling. You know what I'm saying? If you ever saw it in my post, man, I'll fuck up a goddamn quote here and there. But one thing about it, man, it's all the motherfucking same. Because, see, I ain't ashamed to motherfucker understand and know where my motherfucking strengths and where my strengths ain't at. So I just focus on my strengths, man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all gonna learn, man. This some real shit, man. This the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, people. With your motherfucking man, Big Unk. So, yeah, man, that's all I'm going to do, man. Every day you come here, man, I'm going to talk that shit, man. Because I'm good, man. I'm going to let you know how good you are. Regardless of your circumstances, you still straight. Because you had to come from somewhere to get here. So you been through something. It's just that you stop thinking about that shit and just start focusing. Man, fuck, man, you got to realize, man, make all the mistakes matter, man. Make everything you had to go through to get the way you at matter right now. So anytime you feel like you can't get through what you're going through, look at back the mistakes you made that you got through back then. So I'm telling you, man, no excuses here, man. No excuses. No excuses, man. And I promise you, man, you won't never come on this motherfucking podcast or watch these videos, man, and hear me talk about nothing else, man, but me and you, man. What it's going to take for us to be successful in our own motherfucking lives, man. Because like I tell you, man, I can't tell you how to be great at your motherfucking job. But what I will tell you, and y'all know this, your talents will get you hired, but who you are get you fired, motherfucker. If you ain't heard that one, go back and look at some of my old videos. I'm going to be using them to come back at your ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't have enough time to really say what I wanted to say when I wanted to say it. But right now, shit, I control this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I control this shit. I can talk. I can mumble. This is my goddamn show. But I ain't here for that, man. I'm here to uplift your ass, man. I'm up here to give you the energy you may not think you got, to let you know you got the energy that you need, man. You just have to accept that shit. You just have to be willing to dig down in yourself, man, and go through some things, man. You say you want to be successful, then goddamn be successful. But be prepared to fail too, man. Because that's the only way you're going to get to being successful. But the question is, man, like I say, man, how long are you willing to fail at one thing, man? That's right. How long are you willing to fail at one thing? See, y'all be motherfucking failing at three or four things at one time. And that shit be crazy to me. Because if you just lock in on one motherfucking thing, man, and just work on that and work on that and work on that and work on that, eventually, man, you gonna master that shit. But see, your problem is, man, you got too much faith in failure, man, and not enough faith in your motherfucking self. And that ain't what's happening, man. You got to always wake up, man, and believe no matter what's going on in your motherfucking life, you can get through it. Because like I tell you, man, you ain't really got a motherfucking choice. You can either get through it or keep going through it. That shit up to you. You know, that shit up to you, man. So no matter what nobody tell you, man, no matter how many more any videos you watch after you watch mine, all this inspirational shit, man, that shit still going to be left up to you, man. Because, yeah, you can find plenty of people, man, to come and jump you off. But after a while, you may not find nobody. And then what you going to do? Out there with that dead battery sitting on the side of the highway. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Y'all better wake up, man. Y'all better realize, man, that the life you want, you gonna have to make that motherfucker. You ain't gonna pray your way to it either. Cause like I tell everybody, man, them prayers and hopes are for people, not you. Don't you pray and hope for yourself. You know you got everything you need to get through your life, man, and you get to fucking work, man. pray for that bum on the street, man. Because it ain't going to do nothing for him anyway. Because it's going to be up to him. So, yeah, man, this Big Unk, man. I'm telling you, I'm finna fuck y'all up. Yo, this gonna be the livest shit. This gonna be the realest shit. And at the same time, bro, y'all gonna watch me grow. Y'all gonna watch me grow. And if you ain't seen me grow, go back and look at my Instagram page and see how this shit morphed into what it is right now. Man, I'm telling you, man, I might be the realest motherfucker you know that don't never give you no problems. Because I don't need your problems, man. I just need you to be great, man. That's all I need you to be, man. But you got to want to be great, man. And your choices got to dictate that type of shit. You know, you can't be motherfucking all out this bitch bouncing wall to wall and shit and talking about you moving forward, man. You got to get the business. And you got to stop doubting yourself, man. You got to stop doubting yourself, man. Not just for you. And you got to stop doubting. Man, look here. Man, y'all motherfuckers better wake up, man. Because I'm trying to tell you, man, that shit, pity shit, don't get you nowhere. You got to wake up, man, and you got to, like I tell people, man, think happy and talk happy, and you will be happy. And people are like, well, man, how can you think and talk happy all the time? The same way you think and talk bad all the time, motherfucker. It's a choice. It's a choice, man. The only difference between a motherfucker that's successful and a motherfucker that ain't successful, man, is the perspective, man. Because there's some successful people sitting around you right now that's going through the same thing you're going through, but they just perceive it a whole totally different way. And that's why they always overcoming shit, man. Because they don't look at that shit as it's a something that's hindering them from moving. They look at something, man, that's, this is what I got to do in order to move forward, man. See, the problem is, man, y'all motherfuckers be adding shit on to your motherfucking shit. See, it's one thing when you just got to get up every day, man, and make sure you're doing everything you be doing in your own life, and then you be adding other people's stress on your own, man. You crazy? You be worried about what another motherfucker, man, are you crazy? You turn on that TV and you let that shit stretch you, you crazy? Man, you got to get up and you got to go to work tomorrow. You got a wife, you got a child you might need to talk to and inspire them to be great and get through what they're going through. But how can you do that if you're stressing about a goddamn coronavirus? And then another, man, hold on. Let me stop and say this right here. For all y'all motherfuckers that's been sitting around here talking about, man, I ain't got time to do this. I ain't got time to do that. Motherfucker, you got plenty of time right now. Thank the coronavirus for that. What's your excuse now? What's your excuse now for not getting over what you say you was going through because you ain't have time to get over it? What's your excuse now? What's your excuse now for not having that conversation with that person you might have did wrong? Listen, man, excuses are for motherfuckers who ain't going to do shit. And that's all this coronavirus is. Just an excuse for a motherfucker not to do what he supposed to did. So like I tell y'all, man, hey, I can do this shit all day. If anybody know, they tell you, man, this man 100% be like this every day, all day, his whole entire life that I've known him. Because, man, bro, listen here. I got a wife in my motherfucking house. I got animals. Man, I can't be spewing no bad energy throughout this motherfucker. Man, we got shit we got to do, man. And we gonna do it. Because we ain't got no choice but to do it, man. Because I ain't struggling, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what nobody take. Man, look, I ain't finna struggle to do what I'm doing right now. Because like I told you, man, y'all motherfucker better look. Y'all better look around, man. Because I'm gonna tell you, man. Hey, one thing about this show right here. I'm really motherfucking cocky, man. I love my motherfucking self, man. So you will hear me goddamn patting myself on the back and feeling good and rock. Because, man, why not? Why not have this kind of energy, man? Yo, it ain't no, man, can't nothing stop me. And this is what I want to show you, man, that if you wake up every day, fuck your circumstances, man, you be better than them motherfuckers. If you ain't where you want to be at in your life, man, then you be better than that. You need to be the motherfucker you trying to become right now. You can't be waiting till you get what you want, then try to be a happy motherfucker. Man, you got to be happy right now. Because if not, ain't nobody fucking with you. Because you too grown to be fucked with. See, when you was a child, that little ignorant shit, that shit was killing all the kids. That motherfucker, oh, look at him. You know what I'm saying? But when you get older, man, motherfucker don't really want to be around that shit, man. So you got to be who you trying to be right now. But don't fool yourself. If you ain't got shit, don't act like you ain't like that man. Mm-mm. Look here, man. Before you lie to me, you got to lie to yourself. I'm going to say it one more time. Before to me, you got to lie to yourself. Because you know you can't do something when you're trying to do it. So don't be blaming nobody else, man, when the shit ain't work out. Because you already thought this shit through, man. You already know what time it is, man. So, man, like I said, man, you know, my goddamn computer back, it's about to go dead, man. I should have turned it up. But look, I just wanted to come and give y'all some of what y'all gonna be getting, man, every motherfucking Monday, man. Every Monday, man, I promise y'all, man, I'm coming to motherfucking wake your ass up, man. Now, I can't keep you woke. Some of y'all motherfuckers gonna fall right back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep you woke. Like I told you, man, either you gonna check, either you gonna always be asking somebody to got them charge your battery up, or you gonna take that dead battery out, man, and replace it with the energy you need, man, in order to get through your motherfucking life, man, and stop bullshit. But like I said, man, no matter what I say or nobody else say after me, man, can't nobody change your life but you. I'm just a tool that you can use to help you get through what you think you might can't go through. But even when you get through it, don't give me the credit. That was you that made that choice. So like I said, man, this is another one from your motherfucking man, Big Unk. And for anybody that just started following me and fucking with me, man, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm honored for your time, and I thank you for your patience, man, to listen in on what I got to say. But look here, man, it's going to be more of this shit to come. Promise you. And like I always say before I go, that's a checkmate, motherfucker. Holla at y'all.